From KUER News in Salt Lake City, this is Radio West. I'm Doug Fabrizio. The name of the band is The National Parks, so it makes sense you will find tons of images from nature in their music. There are forests that meet the plains and bending rivers that meet the sea. Forests, actually, in a number of songs, the rivers, too. Not to mention campfires and the moon and the sun and the stars. In fact, light seems important in their songs. Brady Parks of the band says they often find parallels between nature and life. It helps them express love and spirituality and that impulse to take a risk and go for it, which is what they've done with their latest album. Today in the program, the National Parks are joining us as we continue our local music series. They will be with us to play live after this news. This week on Video West, meet Trent Pearson. He's a software engineer, has 8 kids, lives in American Fork. And when he was 10, he started to create his own language. He's finished the project now. It's called Idrani, and it helps him see the world as it could be. Go see the short film we made at videowest.org. This is Radio West. I'm Doug Fabrizio. For the band The National Parks, their debut album lived up to a lot of their expectations. Got a decent amount of attention and critical acclaim. A video they made from it ended up on NPR's All Songs Considered. And all of that is good, of course, but it just raises the stakes for your next album. And the new one, their latest, is called Until I Live. And it's different in lots of ways. The sound is bigger, a little more poppy, maybe. But thematically, it seemed to represent a critical moment for this band, or any band, really. That is, how much do you change? How much do you keep? And how truly committed are you to this project anyway? Those are some of the questions they asked themselves during this process. And a lot of things were going on in their lives, and there was a lot of that question. Should we go all in? Do you take that leap of faith? Today in the program, the National Parks are joining us to talk about that question and others, but mostly to play. The National Parks, let me introduce them. They're here with us. Brady Parks, some of them anyway, Brady Parks on guitar and lead vocals. Brady, welcome to you. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Sydney McFarlane is with us on piano and lead vocals. Sydney, welcome to you.
Thank you.
We have John Hancock with us on electric guitar and on vocals. John, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Megan Taylor is with us. She's on violin and vocals also. And Megan, welcome to you.
Thanks.
I should also mention the people we couldn't squeeze into the studio. Doug Patterson is also in the band, and Anna and Garrick Meekum also as well. The National Parks' newest album, as I said, is called Until I Live. It was released earlier this month. They're playing a show in Salt Lake City in November. We have details about all of that on our website. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. Who started the band?
It started with me and Sydney. We started playing together.
This is Brady talking, by the way.
Yeah, this is Brady.
Yeah.
Me and Sid started playing together probably like 4 years ago. And then over time it just evolved, and we've been the National Parks for, what,
two years?
A little over 2 years now.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so you just were jamming, goofing around?
Yeah, we had like some side projects, and we were just playing around. We would, write
open
songs,
and
do open mics, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you think this would be a band, or was this you just kind of goofing around a little bit? Did you know yet?
I didn't know to what extent, but this has always been a passion and a dream of mine, and so...
What, having a band?
Having a band, yeah, and playing music and just diving into it. And so I think it was a gradual process, but I always kind of knew in the back of my head that this is where it was headed. But I don't know about you, Sid.
I did not expect it to be where it is.
Really?
Yeah, I just started it. I mean, I've always liked music and playing piano and singing. I could harmonize like to the radio and stuff, but I'd never like sing in front of anyone. So this is the first time I've ever sang. The first time my parents came to a show and they were like, "You sing? Like what?"
Didn't your mom cry?
Yeah. So I don't know. It's changed me. It's been, I don't know. I did not think it'd be what it is now, but I love it.
So at what point in those early days did it occur to you that, God, this is real? This is a thing?
It's hard to say a specific time. It's been very gradual, but I think one of the turning points was when we were doing some side project stuff, and we played in the Battle of the Bands, and it was like a really exciting show.
Yeah.
And like we had people there for us, and they seemed like genuinely interested in the music, and I was like, all right, like we could maybe do this.
And it's like little things like that, and they keep getting, it's like more and more over time. One thing for me is our first album, we had a release show for that, and I was blown away with the first, I mean, it only been out like a couple days or like a week or something, and we started playing and the whole crowd was singing along, and I was like blown
away.
They
know our stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was a huge turning point for me, I think. That was like, how long ago? Like 2 years ago?
Yeah, a little over 2 years.
Yeah.
When you thought this could be real, this is a thing. Do you think you thought at the time what it meant to be in a band? Like all the implications, all of the things that might mean?
No way. Yeah, it's much more than I ever could have expected. The whole like business side and the whole like advertising side and
practicing and
rehearsing, all of it plays into being part of this band and touring and how much planning it all takes. I never really even thought about that.
Yeah.
It's not just the music. I mean, that's obviously probably the biggest part.
It's like why we do it.
Yeah. But there's so much more that is involved. It's a lot of sacrifice from a lot of people.
Yeah.
We're lucky because we have a lot of help from a lot of good people.
When did John and Megan get involved?
John's been around for a while.
Yeah.
John was pretty much in the formation of the National Parks a couple years ago. And then left to do some side project stuff himself and then came back to us. So that was nice.
Yeah.
And then,
we love John.
Thanks for having me back.
Yeah. thanks for being here.
Megan, what about you? When did you
I've been in the band for about 5 months now, so I'm the newest member. Mm-hmm. But it's just been through mutual friends, and it's really worked out.
It seems like that's how it works, right? I mean, anywhere. I mean, you guys are sort of part of the Provo scene, but I guess that's how it works. You just know someone who knows someone, and you play at some point, and you think, oh, well, we should have them. That's it, right?
Yeah.
It's not really like an audition or something. I don't know. It just like fits. Yeah. It's just like personalities and I don't know.
The National Parks. Okay, so that name, what's that? I mean, so it didn't really occur to me till like about an hour ago that, oh, Brady Parks. Maybe that's it. I just thought it was because there's so much nature in your songs. Like I was writing this down this morning, where the forest meets the plains, where the river meets the sea. There's always a river bending in one song or another, which I think is terrific, and rivers running and references to plains, like a lot of references to where, you know, there's a plain and there's rivers and forests and canyon walls and there are wolves in one thing. And what's that about? Is it an affection for nature, or that's one of the things you use to help explain important stuff?
Yeah, I feel like in my writing, in my life, I find a lot of symbolism in nature. And I feel like there's so many parallels between nature and like relationships or nature and spirituality. And so they kind of just act as a metaphor for an underlying theme of a song.
It's a good segue to have you sing this first song, which I really like. It's called As We Ran, which wasn't on actually the first album or on the second one. This was just a single you released, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it was this, you donated all the proceeds to the actual national parks, right? Would you want to say something about that? It's kind of an homage to national parks in general, in particular the Tetons, I guess.
Yeah, so this song was actually written for a documentary film called Love in the Tetons, about a couple that came together and got married in the Tetons. And it was a really interesting experience writing this song and being able to kind of tell their story with my own take on it. And so that's kind of how it came together.
Here it is, the National Parks with As We Ran.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Mm-hmm.
hand, dreaming as we ran. We used the stars in the sky as our map, singing, ooh, you'll be mine. And ooh, we will climb. We belong here with the great Teton. Well, we've made our way up to the tree line. When the cloud fell down and covered us in white, and the world below was like a rolling sea, so we washed from the tallest peak, and we were singing.
Song As We Ran. So I want to have you play Megan's favorite from the first album, Bird's Eye. The first album called Young, by the way, which is terrific. And I think this will give us a chance to talk about the difference between that album and the new one. So as I look at the lyrics, it seems like there's this old man reflecting back on his first love.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
Well, this was written during a relationship, kind of a tough time.
Aren't all these written because of relationships?
Yeah, most of them. Yeah, yeah. So I guess I don't need to preface that, really. so it was written kind of during a tough time in a relationship. A lot of, like, trying to figure things out, and was just kind of thinking of if I was, like, older, looking back on this experience, what it would be like. And then it kind of just evolved into this kind of interesting narrative.
I love the narrative. I mean, it's this man who has had this love, and she actually dies. She goes away. And he's reflecting on the fact that he'll never have anything like that ever again. And she turns into this thing, she turns into the moon, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like really poetic.
Yeah, she turns to the moon, and then he decides he wants to do everything he can to be with her, to reach her somehow, whatever that means.
Yeah. It's a beautiful piece.
Thank you.
Yeah. Here it is, Bird's Eye from the National Parks.
I see her in the
the sky near that river bend. She's the moon and she is dressed in white. Oh, night don't end. No.
Parks song Bird's Eye from the album Young. It's the first album, their debut album. Brady Parks is with us, Sydney McFarlane, John Hancock, Megan Taylor, also in the band but not with us, Doug Patterson, Anna, and Garrick Meekum. The National Parks recently released their second full-length album. It's called Until I Live. We'll hear from it when we get back from a break. We'll take a break and be back in a moment. You're listening to Radio West on KUER. This is Radio West. I'm Doug Fabrizio. Today on the program, we are continuing our series on local music. We have with us the band The National Parks, which is Brady Parks on guitar and lead vocals, Sydney McFarlane on piano and lead vocals. John Hancock is with us on electric guitar, also vocals. Megan Taylor, also vocals, but on violin too. Also in the band, but not with us here in the studio. Doug Patterson and Anna and Garrick Meekum. Their latest album we're talking about is called Until I Live. It was released earlier this month. They're playing a show here in Salt Lake City in November. We have details about that on our website, radiowest.org. They're also playing in Los Angeles, and we'll have details about that on the website too. Okay, so we heard Bird's Eye, which was from the first album, Young. Let's talk about the new album and what sort of is different. And let's start with Stone's Throw, because this was really, I think, Brady, if I understand it right, this was a really critical moment for the band and also for sort of the way you were thinking about what's next for your sound.
Right. So it was kind of an interesting experience writing this album. It was we were transitioning from a very folk-based type genre to a more indie pop type genre, but keeping maintaining
who we are. Were you consciously
trying
to do that?
It was a conscious decision to expand our sound and kind of grow into this new sound.
Yeah. What, you were thinking we're a little too folksy, let's be more accessible to a bigger audience or something, or what?
That maybe played into it. I think for me, I was just kind of in a place where I wanted to start writing bigger songs and playing for energetic audiences and like having those experiences with the music.
Part of that was the experiences you were having in front of live audiences?
Yeah. I think that definitely played into it, for sure. And so Stone's Throw is kind of thematically where we were going with the album. It's kind of the underlying theme of the whole album. That it was like this risk and we were unsure of where exactly it was going to take us, but it's a step into the dark and a leap of faith. And so that's kind of where it comes from. And Sydney also has like her own like take on it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was an important moment for you too.
Yeah. Well, it's probably my favorite song on the new album. It goes back to like me thinking the band was more of a hobby. And I think this was one of the bigger moments too, where it's like, okay, I have to really make a decision if I'm going to go all in with this band, you know, like it's a lot more serious now.
Because I have a kid.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that was part of it too. Like,
yeah.
Am I a mom who has this hobby as a band?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I a mom? That didn't change.
Yeah. Well,
who's a member of a band?
Yeah. And it's, I don't know. It doesn't, that's the thing, is it no longer just affected me anymore.
Yeah.
And so it was a lot bigger of a decision, I feel like. But listening to this song, just, and Brady showed me, and the more I listened to it, it just says that you have to step into the dark line. And I just was like, okay, like my husband was telling me, he even used the line. He's like, you should do it. Like, just like Brady said in his song, I'm like, okay, I'll do it. You know, it's like more him telling me. He's so supportive of me, but.
Yeah. Honey, let me read you the lyrics.
Yeah, I know. Really though, like, I feel like Brady didn't probably write it for me, but that song really helped me. I don't know, maybe he did secretly. Hey, listen to my song.
To see the stars, you have to step into the dark.
Mm-hmm.
Looking out to a sea of light. And I like this too. You talk about the idea of being closer, that heaven's a stone's throw away. A lot of things are going on there. Do you want to say something about some of those images?
Yeah. So with the heaven line, heaven is a stone's throw away. It's kind of this thing where we just feel like we're really close to something big, but we aren't sure where it is. But it was kind of a song telling the band to like keep moving and keep trusting that big things are ahead. And then same with the line, to see the stars, you have to step into the dark. I was just kind of thinking about, once again, nature metaphors. Yeah. And that was one that kind of really, like, it popped into my head. And I was like, that's the line. That's the theme of the album right there.
Here it is, Stone's Throw, from the album Until I Live, the National Parks.
I think my heart's a time machine. The more I see, the faster I can feel it beat. Oh, 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 can you feel it too? I start to dream about the road. I wanna see how far it goes. Oh, 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 are you dreaming too? We are closer than we think. I am starting to believe heaven, ooh, is a stone's throw away.
heaven. Ooh, is a stone's throw away from here. Think about the stars. To see them clear, you have to step into the dark. Oh, 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 I will carry you. And I will lift you up if you can't reach. We are closer than we think. Of light singing, oh, 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 I'm feeling like
from the National Parks. It's from the new album, Until I Live, which just came out earlier this month. They're playing a show in Salt Lake City in November. We have details about that on our website. Let's talk about Monsters of the North, which I think in some ways sort of continues this theme of nature. I mean, there's certainly something there. You write about wolves howling at the moon. And I can't tell. Was this a road trip you guys went on, and you were taking notes along the way, or
actually, yeah,
is that right?
Yeah, that's so we back in the day. This was our very first tour. We did like 3 shows and made it all the way to Seattle. And this song was written on that trip. And it was funny because I was actually in like the back seat of the car, like typing it onto my phone.
Yeah, I remember.
Really?
Yeah.
Like lyrics?
Yeah. A lot of lyrics were just like coming to my head at the time. But it's interesting. So on our first album, we have a song called Hot Air Balloon, which we did a music video for.
Yeah, it's great.
And it has these weird monster-like creatures in it. And we filmed that in Seattle. And so coming back from that, and me and Sydney were actually the monsters.
Yeah. So and you're the monsters that you're referring to in
the
song.
Yeah, so we're the monsters chasing dreams in the song.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know that.
I didn't even know that.
That's awesome. Passing Giants on the Road, Standing Guard in the Dark. What's that?
Oh, that was...
So we kind of were crazy and we're driving through the night a lot, and as the sun was, like, coming up, like, you could see these figures that were trees, but you couldn't really, like, tell what they were. They just looked like huge
right
giants.
Through, like, the forest that's in Oregon.
Yeah.
Or, like, I don't know. There's probably a lot of them.
There are a lot of them.
Yeah. I'd never been there. Right. And it's, like, the middle of the night. We're in the middle of nowhere. And it was just crazy.
Yeah.
I've seen crazy things, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
That's the line. Yeah, play the song, will you?
Cool.
It's called Monsters of the North.
Watch the sunrise through the windows of our car, passing giants on the road, standing guard in the dark. And I saw you
secret. I fell like the jumper off the bridge and the water down below will be keeping this, and I will let you to 'cause I wanna be like the wind. I wanna run with you. We can be wolves howling at the gray light. I wanna be by your side when we light up the sky for the world to see. Run, 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 run with me. In the Northwest, I've seen crazy things out in the forest. I've seen monsters chasing dreams, and that's where I saw me. I was chasing to you, 'cause I wanna be like the wind. I wanna run with you. We can be wolves howling at the gray light. I wanna be by your side when we light up the sky for the world.
National parks. So, Megan Taylor, did you start playing violin classic? Was it classical you were doing first, or had you always intended you'd eventually end up in a rock band?
Well, actually, so yeah, I started learning classical, but that was never really what I loved to do.
Yeah.
I always dreamed about being in a band, and I always said, if I were to keep, like, pursuing violin, I would need to do it in a band. And
really?
So it just kind of happened.
Did you figure, Brady and Sydney, that, hey, we need a violin? Like, are you thinking of that as an element, or did you just meet Megan?
I think violin's always been a main element since the beginning, since the creation of the band.
Mm-hmm.
But Megan has been the absolute perfect fit. And you should see her on stage. Like, her violin bow just shreds to pieces.
Yeah.
Like, it's all hanging down and stuff.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, at the break, you were worried about your new bow.
Strings, I don't normally use this bow, but I'm using it. And it's a little bit different. So hopefully it sounds all right.
There's only like three shreds.
Sounds like that. Barely any left.
Yeah.
So you come, I guess, Brady, in the course of creating an album to one of those moments when you think, okay, is this it? Is it? And I think, as I understand it, with the song You Are Gold, that was the last song for this album.
Right.
And it was one of those songs that you figured, I think, as you have explained it to us, it was like something was missing.
Yeah, so the whole album was written, and we were already recording most of it, and just listening through all the mixes and everything, and I was like, there's something missing. And even Sydney was like, she's like, something's missing, but you'll figure it out. And I was like, what does that mean? And then You Are Gold happened, and it was just that
fast, too.
It
just, like, came to you.
Yeah, it was that missing piece. It happened really fast, and I actually, like, wrote it the day before we went into the studio and recorded it.
Mm-hmm. So at what point did you come across the Latin word for gold, aurum?
So I was doing lots of research on gold because I was like, I need to fill this song with some cool gold references.
Well, you research a lot of your lyrics, though.
Do you?
Yeah.
Not a lot of them, but it's not uncommon for you to do that.
Yeah, it depends on the song.
Yeah.
And I was just researching different things that had to do with gold, and aurum was one of those words that popped up, and I'm like, that would be really cool.
It is a cool, and it works in the song, I have to say. And here's another, you know, there's this another image of lights in this song. We wandered lost beneath the lights. I felt small under the galaxies. Again, out there in the dark, looking up at the skies.
Yeah. That was kind of one of the themes of the album was just, the album was, like, inspired a lot by stars and by galaxies and just the vastness of space in general.
Here it is, You Are Gold, from the album Until I Live. It's the National Parks.
We wandered lost beneath the lights. I felt small under the galaxies. It was one of those familiar nights. I felt big with you next to me. Oh my, I think that I am falling. 'Cause you are gold, you are all I see. You are aurum, scarce and meant for kings. You are gold. And there's something I need to say, but I feel too afraid. 'Cause when it's real, there's a risk. A chance that I'm nervous to take. Oh my, I think that I have fallen. 'Cause you are gold, you are all I see. You are aurum, scarce and meant for king. You are gold. You are gold.
you are gold.
It's the National Parks. Brady Parks, Sidney McFarlane, John Hancock, Megan Taylor, they're with us here in the studio. Also in the band, not with us though, Doug Patterson, Anna and Garrick Meekum. The National Parks recently released their second full-length album. It's called Until I Live. They have upcoming shows in Los Angeles and in Salt Lake City in November. We have details about all of that on our website, radiowest.org. We'll take another break and be back in a moment. You're listening to Radio West on KUER.
I will run to you. I will run. I will run to you. I will run.
This is Radio West. I'm Doug Fabrizio. The National Parks are with us today. Band based in Provo, Brady Parks, Sidney McFarlane, John Hancock, Megan Taylor, also in the band but not with us here, Doug Patterson and Anna and Garrick Meekum. They have a new album. It's called Until I Live. They are going to be playing shows in different places, Los Angeles and Salt Lake City. We have details about all of that a little bit later on the program. So, John Hancock, what's your story? Where are you from?
I grew up in Sacramento, California, actually, and I moved to Utah as a teenager. And that's actually like when I started playing guitar.
When you came here?
Yeah, I had like no friends, but I had some money, so I bought a guitar, and that was like my friend.
Yeah,
for the first.
Still is.
Yeah.
What were you
but
playing?
But you have friends.
You have friends.
What's
yeah.
that?
What were you playing in those days?
I don't know. Just kind of playing by ear. I guess I started out with blues.
Really?
Kind of stuff, and then turned more singer-songwritery, folky, but I don't know. Playing with these guys definitely gives me, I don't know. I get to do something different, something that I wouldn't be able to do on my own.
Yeah. How'd you find them, these guys?
I can't remember. I think at the time there was a girl playing keyboard. Sydney was gone for a while.
In China.
Yeah, it was.
So this other girl filled on keyboard. I was playing in her band. And so that's how we all met. And
this is so how it works with bands. One person meets like one person from one person.
Mm-hmm. Friends of friends of friends.
Yeah.
So we just jammed and it clicked, and I don't know. It's been good.
It's fate.
Yeah. Is it the kind of music that you figured you'd end up playing in some way, or?
I don't know. Not necessarily.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a guitar player, so I feel like I want more solos and stuff like that. But
sorry.
it's, it's nice being in a big band just because you have to know your place and where you lay the mix.
I want to have you guys play Take You Away. This is again from Until I Live. Really like this. Is this another road trip?
I went on a quick trip to L.A. to play a show, like a solo show, and that's kind of when it formed.
Yeah, I really like this song, and there's this reference to being in the mountains, and I'm guessing sort of, is there a campfire sort of in here too?
I'm sure there is.
Yeah, I'm sure there is. Good. Here it is, Take You Away.
You saw a light shining from the west coast, take you away from me.
You found a love high up in the mountains, take you away, away from me.
We watched the sun burn like a fire, cut through the night sky.
Our eyes repeal the light, reveal something too hard to find, too hard to find.
Then take you away, take you away. Crashing waves, oh, I'll think of you, remember.
How strong the wind could bring us together, then take you away, away from me.
Take you away.
take you away, take you away. I feel your heart. I feel your heart. When the light fades to dark, I feel your heart. Ooh, 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 ooh. When it drifts like smoke into the night, when every word is lost between satellites, and when there doesn't seem to be an end in sight, you're searching for an answer you won't find. I feel your heart. I feel your heart. When the air
is the national parks. Let me just so I went ahead into which is my favorite song on the album, Baba Ra. But let me just say before I do, let me mention we had technical direction from Tim Slover today. The show engineered by Adrian Moranville, mixed by our operations director Michael Havey. What I love about this song, Baba Ra, is that idea of when you're a kid. And you're not really thinking about it too much. I mean, it seems like that's what you're getting at, this idea you talk about. You follow sounds like crickets. You put your ears to the ground. So there's that kind of innocence. But it's also, you wrote it about those first early moments of playing music, right, too, right? Are the two the kind of things together?
Yeah, so actually, this song was written about Sydney. And Stone's Throw kind of alludes to it, but this song was, like, specifically about the early days with Sydney and the formation of, like, the band. And we used to play songs sitting outside on steps and, like, all the crickets around us. And so it's very specific moments that are addressed in the song.
Yeah, it's great. Here it is, Baba Ra, from the album Until I Live. It's the National Parks.
Time was passing us. We were dreamers with starry eyes, singing songs on the steps outside. But then I had to understand that sometimes life will take you by the hand. But I still think about how we used to dream. We were young at heart, we used to sing.
Ba-ba-ra, ba-ba-ra.
I don't wanna die.
Ba-ba-ra, ba-ba-ra.
Until I.
Ba-ba-ra, ba-ba-ra.
Until I live. Put our ear to the ground and follow sounds. Originals for life. Along to our songs as we looked into the sky.
the name of the song. You guys feel all in now?
Yeah.
I mean, that was the question, right? I mean, they were trying to work that out, and you figure you take the leap and you're in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yep. You know, and you know, I asked earlier if you know what that means, if you think you understand what that means, and I guess the question is too. And I ask this sometimes of bands, like, how do you define success? Like, how do you define, you know, when you say to yourselves, I think we're making it, or I think we've made it, like, what does that mean? Because sometimes it's, and I think it, for a lot of bands, it's beyond just the question of money. It's something else. How do you define it?
I think for us, being able to reach and, like, touch the lives of a lot of people out there through our music is one of those indicators that it's happening, that we're doing it. And we've been on tour across the country and having people come up to us after and say that a certain song meant a lot to them, or they found our music somehow, like randomly through a friend, and they're like all the way out on the East Coast and saying it means a lot to them. I mean, that's something that has mm-hmm. been really, like, surprising and impressive to me.
That's what motivates me. Yeah. I mean, I may be doubting it, and then there's a show and there's someone that comes up every time, like, thank you so much, like, I really needed that tonight, or, you know, something like that. So it's not really about money or whatever. It's about the fans.
The National Parks, Brady Parks, Sydney McFarlane, John Hancock, Megan Taylor, they were here with us in the studio. Also in the band, Doug Patterson and Anna and Garrick Meekum. They recently released their second full-length album. It's called Until I Live. They have upcoming shows in Los Angeles, one in Salt Lake City in November. You can get details on our website, radiowest.org. Guys, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Radio West, a production of KUER News, the program produced by Elaine Clark and Benjamin Bombard. I'm Doug Fabrizio.